This is your NPR news station, 90.3 WBHM and 91.5 WSGN. I'm Andrew Yeager. Political observers have been watching the lead-up to Alabama House Speaker Mike Hubbard's corruption trial and periodic salvos tossed from both sides. Hubbard's scheduled to go on trial next year, accused of using his public office for personal gain. The latest bomb blast comes from prosecutors and their emails from Hubbard that Alabama Media Group columnist John Archibald says paint the speaker as the worst kind of politician. John joins us now, as he does most Thursdays, to talk politics. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Andrew.
Now, what do we find in these emails that prosecutors filed this week?
Well, they're similar to those that have been released in the past in some ways. I mean, they repeatedly show the speaker in conversations generally with former Governor Bob Riley, angling for business, talking about how he needs to bring business to places that are preferred by people who pay him money on the side, because he needs to show them that he's doing work. It shows him, shows correspondence talking about how he can kind of get around the idea of being a lobbyist rather than, and calling himself a consultant instead. It really just is a constant kind of barrage of him trying to use his office to make money.
Hubbard's lawyers say that these are cherry-picked emails, that Hubbard was only doing what any citizen can do by conducting private business. But you say they aren't really about guilt or innocence on these 23 corruption charges. What do you mean by that?
Well, they will be. They will be about guilt or innocence, no doubt. But after I look at them, I just say, wow, we got to let them sort that out in the spring. A jury will decide if it's innocent. And I can't say whether he's guilty or innocent of the charges. I can say, looking at these emails, that that is the last thing we would want in a politician. I mean, it is, if it doesn't speak to guilt or innocence, it speaks to what has created this environment in which Alabamians really are thinking, yeah, this is what we deserve. And that's so incredibly damaging.
Well, we've been talking about this case every few weeks as prosecutors or Hubbard's team make some accusation or file some in court. But this case does come up next spring. Things can look a lot different in court. But it sounds to me like you see this as not really mattering just within the courtroom walls.
Well, I think that, you know, we always get into trouble when we sit here trying to predict what's going to happen in a courtroom, because we don't know what's going to happen with all we don't know who's going to show. We don't know who's going to be on the jury. We don't know what the judge is going to rule. There are so many elements, but we can look at these documents and we can hear these words and we can see what the most powerful guy in Montgomery these days, or over the last several years, is saying to people and what is motivating him. And we can obviously, as people say, this is not the way government should be run.
Also this morning, Governor Robert Bentley was invited earlier this month to Birmingham by the African Methodist Episcopal Church. He was to receive an award for taking down the Confederate flags from the State House grounds, but he didn't attend. John, what happened here?
The governor's office called up the AME bishop and basically just said, we can't come, we have security concerns, which is sort of a way of saying thanks, but no thanks, although it was fairly late in the game when he decided that he would not, when his office, or he, I don't know which it was, decided that that would not be something that he should appear at, which was offensive to me because, I mean, he showed up that day in Hoover to cut a ribbon, but didn't show up to accept this award for whatever reasons, whether it's political reasons, whether it's real security reasons. You know, when you're in Birmingham, somebody says, the governor says, we're not coming because of security reasons, but they show up in Hoover, it sort of sends a message to some people.
And the governor does make appearances for ribbon cuttings, economic development announcements. How unusual do you see this?
Well, I mean, it happens from time to time that the governor or his staff, and sometimes legitimately, let's face it, if the security staff believes that an event is unsafe, they won't come. So that's not terribly unusual. It's kind of unusual not to go to an AME, you know, a church function for that. But I mean, I think the message is stronger than anything else.
Well, finally, in government, there are numerous bureaucrats. And while that word often has a negative connotation, these are people who keep things humming along, make sure services are met, and often do the work without much recognition. But, John, you write about Jefferson County Manager Tony Patelis. He was diagnosed last year with bladder cancer. He's cancer-free now. But what is it that struck you about him?
What struck me about him is the way he has fought this battle with cancer. And honestly, what strikes me the most about him is not what he talks about himself. It's what he talks about the people of this town and this community coming forward in droves to wish him well and to pray for him and to give him some support as he gets back. And, you know, in a town that's beat up on its county officials for a long time, it's kind of unusual to see that outpouring for somebody like that. And it just shows to me we are a pretty giving community when it comes to people in hard times. And that struck me as something to be pointed out.
John Archibald is a columnist for the Alabama Media Group. You can read his column each Wednesday, Friday, and Sunday in the Birmingham News. Online anytime at AL.com. John, good to have you here.
Thank you.